The free store Chilliwack Pop-Up Grad Boutique is geared to making sure all local grads get to celebrate in style. Free store founder Raylene Mumford partnered with Chilliwack Cupcake Festival founder Nancy Guitar to launch a poverty-busting project where future grads get to pick out a prom outfit for free. Mumford said she remembers waking up early one morning with the idea to help grads who can't afford the expensive rite of passage that is prom. She texted Guitar, "Want to do a fun project?" And the response came before she even knew what it was. "Count me in," said Guitar. The Cupcake Festival founder said she agreed sight unseen because, first, I thought it would be fun. Second, when you jump on board any of Raylene's events, it's like hopping on a bullet train that's already moving. I love that. The best part is how generous people have been. The response has been so unbelievably fantastic, Guitar added. With the skyrocketing cost of living, Guitar notes that some people can't afford food, let alone clothes for a prom. Mumford and Guitar are united in the belief that every student who graduates should be applauded for it and should look special at their prom. "That's our goal," Guitar said. Two grad boutique pop-ups are set for November 17th and November 24th for those who are struggling with the high cost of graduation. They're doing it with help. "The community's generosity has been off the charts," Mumford said. "We are just floored by it all." They've been gathering formal gowns, shoes, jewelry, clutches, suits and other finery from community members and donors, including support from Soroptimist International of Chilliwack, the Thrifty Boutique and Champagne and Lace. They thought at first they'd get maybe 100 dresses from the community, but so far they have collected 260 dresses for the pop-ups with more on the way. "It's all been way beyond our expectations," Mumford enthused. As a tireless community advocate, Mumford has been working on poverty issues and access. She wants grads to know that, "We see you and recognize you," and they are invited to make an appointment without any embarrassment or discomfort. Even Mayor Ken Popov and his wife Gail got involved, Mumford said, about their donation of the jacket Popov wore the night he was elected mayor. Organizers will continue to accept donations until November 10th. "Let's do our best to keep the grad stuff coming. We truly couldn't do it without you," Mumford said. The first pop-up grad boutique on November 17th is now booked solid with 57 grads signed up to find their dress or suit for their special day. But they're still taking appointments for the second event on November 24th. Mumford says they can't wait to see the shining faces of the young graduates to tell them, "You are capable, capable of anything you want to do." She's been sharing their gratitude with everyone who's already made a huge difference so far with generous donations, best wishes and goodwill. "Thank you for helping us celebrate and making this community event so much bigger. The heartfelt stories and the emotions have been incredible." To make a donation or book an appointment, contact Raylene Mumford on Facebook Messenger or email RayleneBMumford@gmail.com.